This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said it would be unacceptable if China were to position itself as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine by promoting a ceasefire. This, according to the White House's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, speaking on Fox News Sunday. He said that would give Putin more time, that's Russian President Vladimir Putin, more time to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing. Kirby's remarks came a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Russia to visit with his closest ally, and that would be Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. and its Western allies are deeply skeptical of China's motives, noting Beijing has refused to condemn Russia and provided it with an economic lifeline as other countries heap sanctions on Moscow over the war in Ukraine. On late Saturday, Russian President Putin visited Crimea and then the occupied port city of Mariupol. It was the first trip to Ukrainian territory that Moscow illegally annexed in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader.
This is VOA News from Washington. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. This, according to the Swiss president Sunday. The announcement follows the collapse of two large U.S. banks last week. The bank failures sparked a hasty response from the U.S. government to prevent any further bank panics. Paris garbage collectors have spent 2 weeks now on the picket lines protesting French President Emmanuel Macron's pensions reform. Like other workers, they're angered by the government forcing the measure through and geared up for a day on Sunday of industrial action. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
At a depot near Paris, garbage collectors take turns to guard the entrance to the incinerator that burns the city's trash. They're striking over French President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform, like many other workers. It's been 2 weeks now that Régis Vieselli, Secretary General of the CGT Garbage Collectors Union in Paris, has been eating and sleeping on the picket line with his colleagues.
Donc on repasse par le boudoir, là c'est le jardin.
This is the boudoir and out here is the garden, he says, giving Reuters a tour of their camp. Vieselli says Paris produces 1,000 tons of garbage each day, and it has piled up on the capital's streets. That has annoyed some Parisians, and Vieselli says the workers don't like it either.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the sea on Sunday as it ramped up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile launched Sunday morning from the north northwestern region flew across the country before it landed in the waters off its east coast. The launch was the North's third round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills last week. The North views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The chief nuclear envoys from South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. condemned the launch as a provocation that threatens peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the region. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Islamic State terror group on Sunday claimed responsibility for an attack that took place in an eastern village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 10 people and injuring many others. The claim was made on a Telegram account associated with the group. It said this attack represents an expansion for IS operations. And at least 15 people were killed Saturday afternoon when a powerful earthquake shook parts of Ecuador and Peru. Hundreds more were injured, officials said, and some people were trapped under the rubble. Most of the deaths occurred in Ecuador. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.